So last night, sitting at my kitchen table, and because there was no streaming available for the U.S. Open Cup match between North Carolina FC and Loudoun FC, I am following North Carolina FC's Twitter feed, and we get all the way into the second 15-minute portion of extra time, and sure as blank with, what, 4 minutes left or something like that. I think it was 116th minute. Loudoun scores, and I know I didn't feel nearly as badly as Nick Holliday, the goalkeeper for North Carolina FC. I wish I had seen it because I wanted to. You guys obviously played a great match against a very good squad. So how you feel after last night?
Yeah, so first off, thanks for having me on. I mean, obviously we're all very disappointed, you know, playing soccer for that long, 120 minutes, 2 hours, it's like not an easy thing to do. And we thought that people were just so close and so close to just the end of like, or being close to PKs. So, you know, we're very disappointed. You know, we're very proud of ourselves and how far we came and how good a fight we put up against them.
You guys had some chances, again, just judging from the Twitter feed, you guys had chances to get that second goal in the extra time.
Yeah, we did. I think, like, just not in the extra time, just throughout the game, I thought we showed that we were a better side and we were able to put up a good fight. And that was very important to get the goal in the last 4 minutes of the game. So that was definitely heartbreaking, but I think we showcased ourselves well against them.
How are you? First of all, Nick Holliday is joining us. You were in this studio. I'm trying to think how long ago it was. It was probably 2 years ago, maybe a little bit less. And I was not here that day, and I was really bummed because I wanted to talk to you about being a young kid coming up through the North Carolina FC Academy and then rising to be a professional. And I have questions about, shouldn't you be in high school today? All of that, if we have time to get to that kind of stuff. But my son is a keeper in the system as well. So I'm curious what your philosophy is about penalties. So if you get to penalties, what kind of mind games do you play with the shooters?
Yeah, I think just going into before like, the game even starts, I'll do my research before. Like I've looked at Loudoun's past games this season, games last season, to know like where their PK takers went. So that way I already had an idea in mind before the game. I think also just feel them up. I think so much of soccer just being able to hoax one out of what they normally do. So whether that's for me, that's just making loud noises, moving back and forth across the line, staying in front of him where he takes a shot. I think just anything I can do to put him out of his rhythm, like take an extra water break, like will help a lot in PK shooting. So that's kind of my mentality.
Do you talk junk to him?
No, I learned that's probably not the best of me, especially being a kid. I don't really have a right to talk much about anyone else, and they've been pros about 7 years now.
Gotcha. Nick Holliday
I'm more of a quiet person.
All right, good. Nick Holliday, goalkeeper, North Carolina FC. So the big match coming up on Saturday that we now have a title for, and I give you total permission to call me a fraud, if you will. Can I call it the Dogwood Derby? Or do I have to call it a derby?
I think the correct pronunciation is probably derby, but yeah. You can say whatever you want. I mean, I'm pretty sure you have more power than me. So.
No, I don't. Are you kidding me? I'm just a dope on a radio show, man. It's pretty remarkable where you are at age 17. When did you decide that this was what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely really grateful, but I think just whenever I started playing soccer as a kid, I started when I was 4 years old. I made the move to NCS when I was 12. I think my first training session in the academy, I knew this is something I wanted to pursue full-time as a pro. So when I had the opportunity to sign at the age of 15, I just jumped full in. You know, my parents supported me, everyone supported me, and I just knew how much I loved it. And I could see myself doing this as an actual job, so I didn't even think twice about it.
What did you have to sacrifice to do it?
I mean, my college eligibility, I guess. And it's just a lot, honestly. Because, like, now I can't play soccer in college anymore, which I was okay with giving up. But also just, like, the time commitment. Like, right now, I should be in class, as you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm on the way back from Virginia, so, I mean, I'm missing time with my friends, missing time in school. I think it's all, and just family. I've missed a couple family events, but I think all sacrifices, you know, I had to make, that I knew I would have to make when I signed, and I was willing to do that.
So what subject should you be in right now? Actually, you're probably done with high school about now, this time of day, right?
No, well, Durham has this weird thing where you go to class at 9:15, 4:15.
Okay.
Technically, I would be in AP Environmental Science right now.
Gotcha, but...
Kind of glad I'm missing that, so it's okay.
Are you planning on attending college at all, or are you just, this is... Hey, I am now in. This is my pro career.
No, I still plan on attending college. I think my plan right now is to do a 2-year online, and wherever I am next season, to just, or after I graduate, just a 4-year coach and do like a 4-year university somewhere.
Gotcha. Nick Holiday is joining us. So talk to me about the rivalry between Charlotte Independence and North Carolina FC. I know you met earlier this year. We won't talk about that. But talk to me about the rivalry and why it's befitting of a name.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely very exciting. I mean, personally for me, I think I have a little more desire to win some of the other guys since I've been playing against something, Charlotte Independence as an organization since I was literally a kid.
Right.
I remember making a 2-hour drive to Charlotte back and forth. Now, you know, do playing some professionally is just huge. So I think it's very exciting. And everyone really loves a good rivalry game. So the more stakes that are at it, and everyone plays a little bit better, has a little more fight, a little more urgency, a little more grit, which is what you want to see in a soccer game.
How do you feel about your particular side? I know they have made some pretty impressive improvements over the off season. How do you feel like you guys set up for this year based on where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've looked great so far. I mean, unfortunately, we lost our first game of the season, but we won our second one at home against Lexington. So we're 1-1 in the league right now, which... it's not a bad place to be. I think you've showed great signs so far. What's the economy? We have a lot of great new players. A lot of leadership roles are being filled. This is something you really need in a soccer team. And everyone around the locker room has good spirit, which is really important. So I think going to the week, we look really good right now.
And the atmosphere at Wake Med Soccer Park is, I mean, I've been there for U.S. Open Cup matches back in the day. You were probably way too young. You might have been there when you were 4, for all I know. Because it was about that long ago, but the atmosphere can be great in that place.
Oh my God, it's amazing! I absolutely love it. Like away games, are never feel the same. We don't hear people screaming, just cheering. Our atmosphere, we can hold 10,000 people in our stadium. Family from the crowd, friends from the crowd, they have the drums, the Oaks and supporters in the background. It's absolutely awesome. Perfect.
The drums are great. What you need is vuvuzelas. Nick Holiday is the goalkeeper for North Carolina FC. All right, you're a goalkeeper. You're good at this. Who is the best goalkeeper in the world?
Oh, wow. I'm still going to say Ederson from Manchester City.
Okay.
He's my favorite, so I'll say him.
Is that who you kind of emulate as a keeper?
Yeah, I try to emulate him and Zach Steffen, my two favorite goalies right now.
Zach Steffen, who's also I guess part of Manchester City, on loan to Middlesbrough, right?
Yes.
Nick, I wish you well. Good luck on Saturday, 7:00 against Charlotte Independence in the Dogwood. We'll call it a derby because we're in the United States. I don't have to act that way just because I'm my son has been a much bigger soccer fan than me, has made fun of my new fandom and doesn't appreciate that I have kind of adopted an English accent at times. I thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow, or rather Saturday night against Charlotte Independence, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Nick Holiday, 17 years old, should be in high school.
Wow.
AP Biology, is that what he said?
Probably. At least he didn't say astrology. Throwback to Baycott.
Oh, my gosh. That would be... That was something else.